Hi, I'm Cédric Dumont, and these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
Cédric Dumont is a trailblazing base jumper.
It's very exciting, but a little bit dangerous.
And also a wingsuit flyer.
You're not falling straight to the ground anymore.
Whose jaw-dropping achievements have been viewed by thousands across the world. Whether he's jumping off skyscrapers or flying through the air, for Brussels' bravest man, it's all about adventure, freedom, commitment, and pushing yourself to the limit.
Without fear, we wouldn't be on this planet. Fear, for millions of years, have kept us alive.
In Montenegro, he leapt off one of the highest railway bridges in the world.
I really like the mantra, who dares wins.
Fluent in five languages.
Qui ose gagner,
vint. El que arriesga gagner.
Cédric is a master of overcoming fear.
Someone who is able to control fear, you become the architect of your life.
And I wanted to find out how he uses it to push himself to the limit. I'm Tom Carroll, and Red Bull Basement is here to support students to challenge the status quo and make a positive impact with their tech ideas now and for the future.
My name is Cédric Dumont, and I'm a base jumper, a wingsuit flyer, and also high-performance psychologist, and I'm from Belgium.
So what we like to do in this podcast with every guest is ask them some quick fire questions. Breakfast or no breakfast?
No breakfast.
Do you have a to-do list? And if you do, do you do it on your phone, on your laptop, or old-fashioned paper?
I have a to-do list with very, very few things. It's only high priorities, and I focus on this, and I have this on my phone.
All right. What do you tell yourself in the morning when you look at yourself in the mirror?
I look beautiful. No, not at all. I don't really look myself in the mirror. But just go for it. It's a new day. But I don't really look myself in the mirror. I don't.
Red Bull Basement believes in collaboration as just something that's key to everyone's lives. So is there a key collaborator in your journey? Up until now?
My family. My family have always supported me. My girlfriend, my son. This is for me. That's my close environment. I would say that's my tribe. But a lot of people I met in my life, I'm very thankful to for their support. They believed in me.
It's a great place to be. What can we expect from you in the near future?
New projects, new idea, a new book. I think I need to travel again. I haven't been traveling that much. I need to see the world. I need to see people. My main purpose, is in anything, I think, is to empower and inspire people. I strongly believe that the world would be a better place if we all explored and used our talents and skills. Because, we need more happy people.
So that was the quickfire round, and now we get onto the main part of the show. For those who may not actually know, do you reckon you could just quickly describe both base jumping and wingsuit flying?
Base jumping is jumping from a fixed object. It's not jumping from an airplane, it's really jumping from a building, antenna, span, earth. That's the acronym of base. It's very exciting, but a little bit dangerous. Wingsuit flying is basically flying with a suit with wings, and you're not falling straight to the ground anymore. You're really gliding or even flying through the air. We still use a parachute, otherwise I wouldn't be talking here.
So both of these sports are obviously incredible things, and not everybody gets a chance to actually give them a go or even wants to give them a go. So I'm really interested, how did you actually get into either of these? I'd really love to hear about your story and how it all began.
I've always been into action sports. So I started skiing at 3. I started skateboarding when I was 5. I started surfing because I had the chance to live near the ocean, I think, when I was 8. So for me, board sports and action sports have always been a big part of my life. And I was also obsessed by flying. I wanted to be a pilot. I started as a pilot. My pilot career didn't last very long, a lot of rules, a lot of procedures, a lot of paperwork. I don't like that too much. So I found a perfect mix between action sport and flying, which was skydiving and base jumping and later on wingsuit flying. For me, it was basically connecting everything together. For me, it's really a mind game. There's a lot of going on in my mind. So I have to chase what I call negative emotions like fear, for example, anxiety, stress. And I have to fill up my mind with very positive emotions. That's the moment when I'm really ready to go. Of course, I need a strategy. I need an action plan. I need a very good preparation. Preparation precedes mastery. I need to be focused. I know that I need to have really good weather. So for me, it's kind of a checklist. And if when every box is ticked, I'm ready to go. It's decision making. And if the want is bigger than the fear, then you're going to do it.
I mean, you mentioned you have to fill your head with positive emotions. I'd love to know, what are your techniques for actually doing that? How do you get from maybe a point of fear to positivity?
For me, it's all about creating a very high level of self-confidence. So the way I talk to myself plays a crucial role in my decision-making. You always have little voices. We all have this. Every one of us is talking. We have an inner dialogue with ourselves. And if it's negative, it's going to have a huge impact on everything you do. So if I listen to my voice, my inner voice, what if, and what if, I'm never going to take action. I'm never going to jump. I'm always trying to talk to myself in a very positive way. I really believe in what I do, and I'm always listening to my inner voice, which tells me I'm ready to go and I really want to do it. This is something I really believe in. I'm also embracing failure. For me, it's proportionally inverted with self-confidence. The more you can accept the fact that you can fail, the higher your self-confidence will be. In my sport, I'm still accepting that something can go wrong. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
And I'm really curious, when you mentioned fear being a big thing that you have to overcome, do you think that you sometimes use fear to also push yourself to the limit?
Without fear, we wouldn't be on this planet. So fear for millions of years have kept us alive, still do today. The problem is that today in our society, we live with a lot of fears, and most of the time, because of our education or beliefs or thinking pattern, when we are faced with fear, our brain is going to tell us, stop, don't do it. So fear is going to limit us all the time and is going to prevent us from taking action. We have a tendency to label every emotion, which in psychology and sports psychology, we don't do this, because every emotion has a clear function. It's not negative or positive. For me, fear has a clear function. It's telling me you're going to take a lot of risks. You're going to do something that is really dangerous with high consequences. You better be focused. You better be well-trained. You better be well-prepared. You better have a really clear strategy. So I'm going to use fear to stay alive and not to limit myself. Do I like fear? No, I don't like it. It's an emotion I don't really like, but I can deal with it. And I'm going to really try to confront my fears and in the end take control over my fears instead of being controlled by my fears. For me, this is the first step to freedom. What lies between us and our dreams or life goals, it's purely fear. Fear of failure, fear of being judged, fear of not doing what is expected from us, fear of rejection, which is a bit the same, fear of change. We don't like change. What I tell people every time in any type of environment is do every day something that scares you. This is the only way that you're going to expand your comfort zone. This is the only way that you're going to grow as a human being. It doesn't have to be a physical risk like in my discipline. It can be an emotional risk like public speaking. It can be an emotional risk like talk to a stranger in the train. for me, it's a big risk. I hate it. So I really have to push myself to go and talk to someone I don't know. So you see, risk is very relative. It can be very normal for someone and it can be very, very hard for someone else. But I really believe that if every day you do something that scares you, what today seems unthinkable is becoming the new normal. And that's really interesting. So the first step to take control over your life is by confronting and by controlling your fears. Everything we want is on the other side of fear.
Well, I mean, that's an incredible insight into a really unique way to kind of look at fear as almost like a tool at expanding your horizons and improving whatever situation you might find yourself in. I'm going to assume that a lot of that knowledge has come from experience, and a lot of the experience in the sport that you've been doing, like base jumping. From that experience, I'm really interested to hear if you have any examples from new ideas or approaches that you've developed further in this sport that you'd be able to share with us.
Yes and no. I think I've pushed my discipline the furthest I could a few years back with what we call proximity flying, which is flying really close to the ground, to the mountain. I read a really interesting article, is how far do we have to go in extreme sports? I think we're living, especially now in, if I can say, post-COVID world, performing for the sake of performing doesn't make any sense. And in my sport, at one point, I felt the same, because you're performing at a very high level, but if you don't have any purpose or meaning, and if you're pushing basically too far and doesn't make any sense. In any type of environment, it's interesting to ask yourself, why am I pushing myself? What is the meaning? It's not an end, it's a meaning. And what is my purpose? There's a word I was using a lot before that I'm starting not to like. I'm not going to say hate, but it's productivity, performance. I don't like these words anymore. If you talk to a guy who is 22 and you ask him, are you going to start a job or a project or a startup for only productivity? Or are you going to start something because you're going to have some happiness? You're going to be fulfilled. You're going to have joy. You're going to have a deep satisfaction of what you do. Yes, that's it. So for me, no, it's all about satisfaction. And in my discipline, I'm looking for the same. I'm looking to connect with people. I'm looking to share something, to be fulfilled, to give a certain purpose to what I'm doing. And why would I take some risks? I think it's a really interesting way to reinvent yourself.
Amazing. So Red Bull Basement is actually a program for student innovators that empowers them to realize their tech ideas that might actually go to change the world. I'm really interested to see if you have any advice that you might give to, let's say, that 22-year-old that you were talking about. If their answer to you was, I don't know what my purpose is, would you have any advice for them on how they might find that?
If I can give one piece of advice, I've always been doing this all my life, embrace uncertainty. If you look for certainty, you're giving up on your dreams. And I've always been embracing this uncertainty, and it makes me feel alive. I would say certainty makes me fall asleep. I mean, most of us look for a job, look for certainty, look for security. It's a lure. There is no security. It doesn't exist. So you might as well choose for uncertainty. And if you embrace uncertainty and use it in your advantage, I think it's a great tool to stay relevant and to reinvent yourself all the time in a very, very fast changing world. So don't look at uncertainty as a problem. Look at uncertainty as a solution. It's a great way to create opportunity. It's a great way to stay creative and efficient.
I think that's going to flip a lot of people's views completely 180 there. I mean, I think that probably shows how much of a pioneer you are in a lot of ways. And we actually have a question here that we'd love to ask. Can you finish this sentence? Cédric Dumont is a pioneer because...
Because I've always been embracing uncertainty and failure. I totally embrace failure. I have no issue at all. And I've been failing a lot. And now I hear people, yeah, but in your sport, you're not allowed to fail. No, for sure. But I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm a speaker. I just wrote a book. Anyway, you take risks all the time. And I know I can fail. And I've failed a lot. Even in my sport, I've had a lot of projects which never happened. I walked back from a lot of ideas and expeditions. I'm fine with that. For me, failure is dying. And as long as I'm alive and I can breathe, I don't fail. For me, it's a learning process. We fail all the time. It's great to fail. Embrace failure and move on. And that's also resilience. Are you going to hold it in your brain and it's becoming very, very heavy and you're going to have a very negative image of yourself? Basically, ask yourself what fuels you. And then in our society, I hear people saying, yeah, but this is selfish. No, start with yourself. It's like when you are in an airplane and there is a lack of oxygen and these oxygen masks are falling from the ceiling. The first thing they tell you is take some oxygen for yourself and then take care of the people next to you. For me, it's the same in life. Just take some oxygen for yourself and then you're going to be able to radiate and basically give oxygen and you can say energy to other people. You're going to inspire other people to grow as well. But start with yourself.
So that was Cédric Dumont sharing his thoughts and ideas on how he approaches fear and uses it to push himself to the limit. And honestly, it's got me ready to apply some of that to my life and see what happens on the other side of fear. Next time, we meet tech executive and creator Kudzi Chikumbu.
My superpower is that like I am me and not like everybody else. So I embrace that, double down on your authenticity. It's such a buzzword now, but it truly is a superpower because then like no one can touch you.
I'll see you next time for my chat with Kudzi and on being powered by authenticity and something that you love. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. It's an initiative to support impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators from around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Follow Red Bull Basement sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.